Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, the World Health Organization finalizes the United States' withdrawal from the global health body. Bristol-Myers Squibb enters an $850 million collaboration with Janux Therapeutics to advance tumor-activated cancer therapies. And industry leaders examine how real-world data is increasingly shaping patient access decisions. The World Health Organization has finalized the United States' withdrawal from the organization, a move expected to have broad implications for global health coordination, regulatory alignment, and pandemic preparedness. The decision raises questions about future U.S. engagement in international health initiatives and how biopharma companies navigate evolving global policy dynamics. In deal news, Janux Therapeutics has entered an exclusive collaboration and license agreement with Bristol-Myers Squibb worth up to $850 million to develop tumor-activated therapeutics. The partnership strengthens BMS's oncology pipeline while highlighting continued interest in next-generation cancer platforms designed to improve efficacy while reducing systemic toxicity. Finally, as healthcare systems face mounting cost pressures, real-world data is playing a growing role in translating clinical evidence into patient access. RWD is increasingly being used to support payer negotiations, inform regulatory decisions, and demonstrate value beyond controlled clinical trial settings, reinforcing its importance across the drug lifecycle. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.